We present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, Prunella Scales and Andre Melli in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parson.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once more, I have on either side of me very talented, attractive, intelligent, erudite people who are going to compete against each other by talking for just a minute on a rather unlikely subject that I will suddenly present to them without deviation, without hesitation, and without repetition. In other words, they must keep going, they must stick to the point, and they must never stray from the subject. Beside me is Ian Messiter, who thought of the game. He has a stopwatch and a hooter. And he will blow his hooter now. That denotes that someone has spoken for 60 seconds and the time is up. People can gain points by challenging. This will become obvious as we play the game. So let us start straight off this week with Andre Melli. And would you like to try and talk for just a minute, Andre, on the subject of brownies, starting now?
I joined the brownies when I was about 7. I started as a common or garden pixie, but was soon promoted to being sixer of the pixies, which is kind of head girl, being 6 pixies per patrol. The other patrols in our particular brownie pack were the elves and the sprites. We spent a lot of time running round a large paper mache toadstool.
Derek Nimmo, why do challenge?
Well, the hesitation... Go on. The hesitation and deviation.
We realised you were buzzing.
I don't like toadstools very much.
On what basis do you challenge?
Deviation. Because there are no such things as toadstools.
Yes.
Toadstool is a papier-mâché toadstool.
Well done, Andre. You gained your point, because I don't think it was so... Would you continue talking, Andre, the brownies, starting now?
We used to run round this toadstool, singing out...
Derek Nimmo.
It's repetitious, all this running round and round. You get dizzy apart from
round the toadstool for more than once, I agree. So we'll give you a point, because you almost won a point last time. Derek, would you now like to talk about brownies? A very apt subject, I'm sure. Starting now.
I last week went to the brownies, and I sat on a little chair by the toadstool and watched my small daughter being inaugurated, if that's the word, as a little brownie. She was an elf, actually, in fact, and there were only 3 in her 6.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition, actually, in fact. It's only 60 seconds. I mean, one ought to be able to manage 60 seconds without actually, in fact.
Oh, right.
Bad enough, it was sickening listening to the little chair and the little girl and the little cat.
My daughter.
All right, Clement, you have a point. Would you continue talking about the brownies, starting now?
The brownies...
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation. It takes us a long time to get going.
No, I think he got going just in time. It is still with you, Clement Freud. The brownies starting now.
The brownies...
Derek Nimmo, you challenge.
Well, I was going to say hesitation again, because he's so slow, he's so ponderous and so boring, really. I mean, you know, every time he's like, the brownies are going... And take
like
3 onions and 2 turnips. And we all have to do 3 times as much work in 60 seconds as he does.
Well, all right. You do very well, Derek. You've done a tremendous amount of work just then. I'd like to have given you a bonus point for that performance, but unfortunately it doesn't fit in with the game. Clement still has another point, and also 15 seconds of which to continue talking about the brownies, starting now.
The brownies are the female junior organization of the Boy Scouts, which was founded by Lord Ben.
Prunella Scales.
They're not. They're the female organization of the Wolf Cubs.
Ah, your chairman has been faced with some knowledge which he doesn't actually possess.
I did say female junior.
Female junior? We spoke so quickly we couldn't hear a word you said.
I do tend to speak very quickly, I'm sorry about this.
Prunella Scales, would you talk about the brownies starting now?
Well, apart from knowing that about them, I don't know anything else about brownies at all. Brownies, for me...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
She doesn't know anything about them.
Well, the thing is that in this particular game, you often have to talk about something which you don't know anything about. Prunella Scales, you have an extra point, you have 8 seconds, you have the brownies as a subject, and you start now.
Brownies are a cake. You make it with flour and black treacle.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Will you justify
hesitation.
Your brownie cake?
Brownies are cakes.
It's
there
true.
Are some cakes called brownies.
Yeah,
I
advertising.
Talk about them because I don't know anything about the other
well
kind.
Done.
Filthy advertising.
And you are not below descending to any...
Hesitation.
All right, then, you'll give 2 points to Vanilla Scales. Well, thank you very much, Clement Freud. You're being very generous. Will you continue? You still have 3 seconds. You still have the subject of the brownies, Vanilla Scales, and we'd like you to start now.
1/2 pound of flour.
Well, that's the first time that a guest has joined us and taken such a sharp lead. I must say, with the help of all the other members of the
competition. I was winking at Nicholas Parsons.
Right. You're winning the lead for Vanilla Scales with 6 points. Clement Freud has 3. André Melle and Derek Nimmo have 1 apiece. And Clement Freud, 60 seconds, please, on chemist's shops, starting now.
A man went into a chemist's shop and said, "Do you sell talcum powder?" And the chemist looked at him and said, "Certainly, sir, will you walk this way?" And the man said, "If I could walk that way, I wouldn't sell talcum powder." This is one of the oldest...
Vanilla Scales, sir.
He's telling funny stories. He's not talking about chemist shops.
He was still on the subject of chemist shops. I actually heard him say it. So he has got a point. And Clement Freud, there are 35 seconds left for chemist shops, starting now.
Chemist shops are a vital part of the economic life of any community, and in every town and city, one chemist shop stays open all night in case of emergency. Chemist shops sell many beautiful things, as well as baby foods and other necessities. They sell medicines that make you happy, cheerful, keep you awake late at night, make you sleep early in the evening.
Well done, Clement Freud. An extra point as the hooter went as you were speaking. Vanilla Scales, it's your turn. Would you like to talk for just a minute, please, on the telephone, starting now?
I love the telephone. I would do...
Clement Freud.
Deviation. You were asked to speak on the telephone. You spoke into a microphone.
I think that's a quibble.
It's a rather clever challenge. You might even call it a quibble. I'm with you, Prunella, and you have 57 seconds to continue talking about the telephone, starting now.
If I could, I would do everything on the telephone. Obviously, there are...
I'm most embarrassed. Kevin Freud.
Deviation. That is plain kinky. I mean, really.
It may be plain kinky, but as I understand the rules of this game, we're not going in for that type of deviation. You have 53 seconds to continue with your telephone, starting now.
Obviously, there are certain things that cannot be done on the telephone, but otherwise I would do all my shopping and letter writing on the telephone if I possibly could afford it. But, of course, it's cheaper not to. My husband hates the telephone. He says that if he says into the telephone Saturday at 2:30, it comes out the other end as Tuesday at 5. However...
However, André Melle.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think entirely justified. Would you continue talking about the telephone starting now?
I think that nearly all women like chatting on the telephone and all men hate it. I spend many hours talking to my girlfriends on the phone, and my husband can't understand why it's necessary, what it's all about, and worries about this new system with all the pips that you don't hear, which mean that each minute costs, I think, something like...
Prunella Scales.
Hesitation. Quite unmistakable.
Quite unmistakable. Prunella Scales, you have another point. 15 seconds for the telephone, starting now.
One of the sad things about the telephone nowadays is the substitution of figures for letters. I always used to enjoy those letters that you had, and when you asked somebody for their telephone number, you could always tell where they lived by what they said. Nowadays, they say 83...
Derek, it's your turn to begin. And here is a very apt subject for me, but I'm giving it to you to stop for 60 seconds on embarrassment, starting now.
I have always found myself to be an embarrassment. And this is a sentiment that seems to be shared by many of my friends, particularly Clement Freud. I always remember one particularly embarrassing occasion when I was standing playing a police constable on Wimbledon Common. And the rest of the film unit had gone off somewhere else, leaving me behind.
Prunella Scales, why did
you... Deviation and hesitation all the way along the line.
I think you are really chancing your arm a bit too much now. No, Prunella Scales, you have given Derek Nimmo a point, and will you continue talking about...
Badly needed a point.
And as Prunella Scales is covered with embarrassment this moment, would you continue with...
I was standing there, dressed as a policeman, when a lady came rushing up to me and said, "My daughter's just been interfered with in the woods. Will you come and please help?" And I said, "I'm terribly sorry, I'm not a real policeman." He said, "You must be a real policeman." And whereupon she dragged me by the arm and asked me to go and rescue her daughter, and it took me a long time and produced the most embarrassing situation before I could extract my...
Andre Miller, why...
Hesitation.
Yes, I think that was justified. Would you like to talk for the last 16 seconds on embarrassment, starting now?
The most embarrassing situation I had was when I was a schoolgirl, about 8, and we used to have to serve a table and clear the food away and pinch the sausages from the toad in the hole and stuff them up our navy blue knickers to eat later.
Derek Nemo, why...
Deviation.
Why?
Stuffing sausages up on knickers? The most devious thing I've ever heard of. I'm so sorry.
Whatever she did with her sausage, not deviating from the subject. And I would like you to continue, if you can, Andre Melle, on the subject of sausages. No. On the subject of embarrassment, starting now.
That particular day, we were caught out.
And Andre Melle has caught up to 6. Still a little behind Clement Freud and Prinoscales. Scales. Derek Nimmo, for once, is left far behind.
Well, I'm rather worried about those sausages up Andre Melle's knickers. We've just left them there. Nobody's worried about them at all, poor girl.
Having paused for laughter, we will continue with Andre Melle. And I'd like you to talk, if you can, Andre, for 60 seconds on useless information, starting now.
Why is it that one always seems to be able to remember useless pieces of information and not retain useful ones? For instance, I can never remember exactly how you perform the kiss of life, but one particular fact which I will never forget, though I learned it about 15 years ago, was that lack of vitamin E causes sterility in rats. Now, what possible use this could be to the rats or to me, I really don't know, but it's something that sticks firmly in my mind. I can't remember what lack of vitamin A, B, C, and D causes, except I know...
Prunella Scales.
Deviation?
Why?
Well, she's going on about vitamins now.
I know she's been on about vitamins for quite a time. I think Prunella's challenge is justified. She has a point. She has 27 seconds, and she has the subject of useless information.
Well, one of the reasons I didn't interrupt...
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes. Derek, would you start now? What's the subject? Useless information starting now.
The most useless piece of information.
Vanilla Scales. What do you challenge on?
Hesitation.
Yes, you've got a point. Take the subject back again. Useless information starting now.
One of the reasons I didn't interrupt before was because I couldn't think of anything to say about useless information.
Derek Nimmo.
I don't know. She's deviation.
You're quite
right. Deviation.
You have another point, Derek Nimmo. Useless information starting now.
If you take 17 pennies...
Hesitation.
You have a point. Useless information on the subject, starting now.
In Derek Nimmo's book, Mary Had a Little Lamb and Other Interesting Cases in Gynecology, one of the most useless items of information was talking about...
Derek Nimmo.
Can't hear him.
Well, I'm afraid we could. Is that what you're challenging on?
Deviation.
Not deviation, no. Clement Freud has another point. You have 8 seconds, Clement Freud. Useless information, starting now.
One of the most interesting items about woodlice is how they jump backwards. A woodlice...
He's talking about woodlice. He's supposed to be talking about useless information.
How do you justify your woodlice and useless information?
This was going to be the most useless information.
I think that it sounds as useless about woodlice jumping backwards. It sounds as useless as anything. So continue, please, Clement Freud, starting now.
In a recent questionnaire...
Well, Clement Freud, you gain an extra point as you were speaking as the hooter went. Prunella Scales, it's your turn. Travelling by air, starting now. Derek Nimmo.
Well, it was just all air. It was just hesitation. It was just nothing.
I quite agree. You gained a point, and the subject, travelling by air, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
I think that nothing would be more attractive than climbing into a little basket and soaring up into the clouds with a great balloon billowing above one's head and gradually discarding bags of sand into the earth merrily as you float higher and higher. Also, it'd be awfully nice to look over the edge and see where the bags of sand are landing. Then you go higher and higher and higher. You go over the clouds
Clement
into
Roy.
The...
Repetition, higher and higher and higher.
When I'm flying, I'd rather fly high. And Derek Nimmo, you have gained a point, and you have 30 seconds for your subject, starting now.
As one approaches London, one would look over the edge of one little basket, observe the Houses of Parliament, and then fly further on across the Thames until one saw the Downs. And there one perhaps would land from one's balloon.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
He's landed.
A very clever challenge. The subject actually is travelling by air. Oh, except, I don't know, you've got to land if you travel by air sometimes. That's one of the...
I was intending to put some more gas in my balloon.
Yes. Well, I think all of you have plenty of gas with you anyway, and I think it's one of those occasions when, you know, it's very difficult to decide, so let the audience here decide for us. Do you think that Clement Freud's challenge of landing was justified? If so, will you please clap? Do you think that Derek Nimmo was justified in not being challenged? Would you please clap? Derek Nimmo, you've got a point. You're catching up fast. You have 13 seconds. You have the subject travelling by air, and you start now.
Having rapidly put some more gas back into my balloon, I will then go up into the clouds once more, drifting towards the channel. Then I would look out of my basket and see aeroplanes flying past, great ships of the air.
Clement Freud, why...
Hesitation.
Ships, you know, like you can't say again.
Well, that
ships.
In that case, that's hesitation.
No, it wasn't hesitation within the true meaning of the word, I don't think. He's got another point, and 1 second to go. Your subject is travelling by air, starting now.
An awful gyro.
Clement Freud, you... I'm sorry, Clement Freud, you challenged beforehand. What was your challenge?
He hadn't got a word out by the time the buzzer went, which was a second, which is hesitation.
Oh, I had. I said, an auto...
Well, I couldn't wait for it, could I?
No, you did. You tried very hard. I won't give Derek an extra point for that. I know you were just trying. So, but Derek has now got 8 points. He's overtaken Andre Melle, who's got 6, but he's still not caught up with Clement Freud, who has 11, and Prunella Scales is still just in the lead with 12 points, and it is now... Clement Freud, your turn to begin. Would you like to talk for just a minute, please, on Northern Ireland, starting now?
Northern Ireland actually contains 9 counties, whereas Ulster contains 6 counties. The counties of Northern Ireland are Antrim, Tyrone, Armagh, Fermanagh, Down, and a county which currently escapes me, but I'm sure will come back to it. The counties that are in Northern Ireland but are not part of the 6 counties are called Donegal... And
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes,
he just sort of packed
right.
up, really.
He was flying too high with his general knowledge and geography. You continue with Northern Ireland, starting now.
I've always wanted to go to Northern Ireland, particularly because I rather like the Irish. I always find them to be rather whimsical and amusing, and not a bit like Clement Freud. I've always wanted to find one of those little leaf things that they're always selling in shops in New Bond Street.
Prunella Scales.
That's Southern Ireland. Deviation.
Deviation, yes. And I would justify that because I do think the ones I've seen in the shops are from the south. Prunella Scales...
Yes, but I was going to land in Belfast and then travel through to Dublin to get my little leaf if you'd left me alone.
I have to make a decision. The decision is it is Northern Ireland for Prunella Scales starting now.
One of the only things I know about Northern Ireland is that the Giant's Causeway is there. I think it's a formation of rocks or something, and people go to see it from all over Northern Ireland, and indeed from abroad when they go there to see this phenomenon.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes. You have about 5 seconds. Continue with Northern Ireland, starting now.
I once met a gentleman in a pub in Dublin.
Clement Freud.
Deviation. I once met a gentleman in a pub in Dublin. It has nothing to do with Northern Ireland.
You have gained an extra point, Clement Freud. You have about 3 or 4 seconds, starting now.
Belfast is the capital city of Northern Ireland. It has a...
Incidentally, that last round, Clement, has brought you up level with Prunella Scales, who are in the lead. But Derek Nimmo shot into 3rd place now, ahead of Andre Melle, who is 4th. Derek Nimmo, it's your turn to begin. And we'd like you to try and talk for a minute on being absolutely sincere, starting now.
This is difficult for me because I'm the most insincere person that I know. I'm in fact a
Prunella
strong...
Scales, why do you challenge?
Well, if he starts off talking about being absolutely sincere, saying that he's the most insincere person... I think it's deviation.
It's a very subtle point. I won't give you the benefit of the doubt next time. That's what I'll give it to you this time. Would you continue with your subject being absolutely sincere? It's starting now.
Sincerity is an attribute which I would like to possess. I've always admired the people who possess sincerity. There's members of Parliament, Mr. Harold Wilson, Mr. George. There's wonderful people who can go on the television screen and say, I am being absolutely sincere when I tell you. I've always wondered those people, and it has always caused me great regret that I haven't possessed that degree of sincerity. Sometimes, when wandering through Northern Ireland, one...
Deviation.
Why? Well, how are you going to continue, Derek?
I was going to talk about the most sincere person I ever met in Northern Ireland, you see. I met him wandering through this plain. You didn't allow me to meet him, you see. He was just around the next corner, actually, and I nearly got there.
Derek, would you continue with the subject, being absolutely sincere, starting now?
Being absolutely sincere is of vital importance if you want to be a politician or a cookery expert. If you are a cookery expert, it is terribly important to put down on a piece...
Prunella Scales.
He's talking about cookery experts and not being absolutely sincere.
Are you suggesting that cookery experts aren't sincere?
I do think he quite ably...
No,
you can't change the channel. I think he quite ably managed to put the two together. And he still has 4 seconds in which to continue the subject, starting now.
If you go through a vocabulary, you will find sincere under letter S.
Derek Nimmer, who's now shot into the lead from being number 4, with Clement Freud and Prunella Scales all equal, and Andre Merry a little way behind. But she has a chance now, because it's her turn to begin, and Andre Merry, I'd like you to talk for 60 seconds, please, on My Best Enemy, starting now.
My best enemy was a girl called Eve Lovett. She had red hair and a lot of freckles, and I was 7 at the time, and she must have been about 10, though she seemed to me to be about 35. She was the absolute terror of the particular form I was in, and everyone was very frightened of her, me in particular. One of the favourite things she used to do was to say to the rest of the girls, "Hands up, everybody who likes me." And if I put my hand up, I was accused of lying, which was perfectly true, because I hated her guts. And if I didn't put my hand up, I was victimized for not liking her. One of her favorite punishments was to take me outside the classroom after school, make me climb up a monkey puzzle tree, and hang by my knees until my Wellington boots fell off, which she would then hide, while a very irate uncle who came to collect me, because I was a day girl in the school, which was mostly boarders, would stand by while I tried to find the Wellington boots.
Well, that actually is the first time that somebody in this particular game has actually managed to speak for 60 seconds without the other members finding any fault and being able to find any reason to challenge. So I think she needs a round of applause and certainly an extra point. Well done, Andre Melle. Prunella Scales, it is your turn. Would you like to talk, please, on the subject of ice for 60 seconds, starting now?
Ice is perfectly horrible stuff. It's nasty on the road.
Andre Melle, your chance.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think it was hesitation, yes. It's only just, it's so difficult to decide, but I think just, yes. Andre Melle, it's with you. Ice. And it's starting now.
My fridge always gets over-iced and has to be defrosted, which is a very complicated operation, as you press a red button and turn a number right down to 0, and then the ice, as it's melting, falls off in large lumps and clatters to the floor in nasty puddles. I was very impressed in America with these ice-making machines. I didn't understand how they worked, but the ice used to come out in small cubes into the whiskey or whatever it was you were drinking, and this was a terrific status symbol, especially in hotels, which advertised that they had special ice-making machines in the rooms to go with the television sets, etc.
It was too good to be true, wasn't it, Clement Freud? You challenge.
Yes, hesitation.
Hesitation. Well, you continue talking about ice. There are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Ice is a very important thing to have in drinks because drinks must be very cold, and the best way to cool drinks is to put lumps of ice into it, preferably into a cocktail shaker, and take a cocktail stick and shake the ice around.
Prunella, you challenged just before the hooter. Why?
Well, deviation, really, because he was on to cocktails. I was
yes,
only trying
you have
to
ice,
say
it. But you did say you had ice in the cocktails, didn't you? So I'm sorry. No, you've actually given him a point by doing that, and he gets a point for finishing as it went, which puts him into the lead with... oh, yes, just into the lead. What a pity. Anyway, because I...
Bertie, want the Prunella scales for you?
No, Juno, no. I asked the audience, and particularly Clement Freud, to believe me that I've made that last remark because I looked at the score, and this is the last one coming up, and I was hoping that for once we were all going to finish equal and level, and I had this great sense of fair play. Everybody to be equal here. Let us continue, and we'll give you, for the last one in this particular game, Clement Freud, a rather clever and unusual subject, at least I think you can all make it this way. It's the subject of silence, and I'd like you to start now. Derek Nimmo, you've had the...
Well, the illustration was too long.
I think I will have to give you that, yes.
I mean, you know, it's silence. That's enough of it.
Yes, but what you really meant to say, Derek Nimmo, was hesitation. He gave
hesitation,
the silence.
Indeed,
and, well, repetition, yes, he repeated it.
Yeah. Deviation, he hadn't said a thing, you see. I mean,
all right. So you've gained a point, and we'd like you to continue now, Derek Nimmo, with the subject of silence, starting now.
I do like to have little quiet moments on my own. I go off into a corner of a little room, lock the door, and sit down by myself in silence.
Prunella scales.
Locking the door would make a noise. He's not talking about silence.
No, it's just coming up, you see. You've got to prepare yourself.
A very clever challenge. I will grant you that, Prunella Scales. Would you like to talk about silence, starting now?
Why do they say that silence is golden? Silence to me seems to be sort of pale grey or possibly white. As long as it goes on for a long time, it could even become completely colourless, silence, and sort of...
Andre Melle.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. You've gained a point. Would you like to talk about silence? There are 33 seconds left, starting now.
I think it was Humpty Dumpty who said, "I've never heard such a silent silence in all my life." I knew exactly what he meant because there are different degrees of silence. I think that absolute...
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Hesitation it is. And Derek, you have a point, and the subject back with you, silence, and start now.
It says in Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 12.
Prunella Scales.
It's Ecclesiastes, not Ecclesiastes.
No, it isn't.
It's got nothing to do with silence, the challenge.
Deviation. He can't be inaccurate, can he?
Yes, I should think so. We're all very inaccurate on
Ecclesiastes and Ecclesiasticus. There are two books.
I think we'll be with you, Derek, with an extra point. Continue with silence starting now.
As it says in the particular book of the Holy Bible, which I just mentioned, a threefold cord is not easily broken. This is the sort of remark that one often makes to produce a silence.
Hesitation.
Yes. They're just my natural impediment, really.
Oh,
dear.
The audience have very definite opinions. They're quite divided. Yeah. I'll let you be the judges, because do you think it was definite hesitation? If so, please clap. Definite hesitation. Not hesitation, please clap. 5 seconds left. The subject is still silence. It's still with Derek Nimmo. Will you start now?
I go into my little room and very quietly close the door and sit down alone in my corner.
Well, that's very interesting. The silence took Derek into the lead. He's only 1 point ahead of Clement Freud, and who is only 1 point ahead of Prunella Scales, who is 2 points ahead of Andre Melle. And that is the way that this particular game finished up. So congratulations to all four. It was very, very close. I'm sorry I couldn't make it square all round. Thank you very much to our four contestants. Okay. All did terribly well. I thought they were all very clever this week, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. If you want tickets to come and sit in the audience, please write in to the BBC, Post Office Box 1A, London West 1. If not, I hope you'll enjoy it next week, when once again we'll be with you for just a minute.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch. Thank you.